Hello.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, and it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes. Hey, how's it going? How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't mean to cut you off, but you know what? There was another guy that called me from Local Splash, and I didn't recognize that it was you guys that I had set up with.
I see.
I ended up with like 10 different people calling me for the same service right after you called me. So I see.
Yeah, because Spencer called to do the client interview, but he put in here that you thought you signed up with someone else, but you did.
Yeah.
That was with Paul, right? And you thought it was a different company.
Yes, that is correct.
Got it. Okay. But now that you know that it's the same company, you want to proceed, and we just need to probably reschedule that client interview, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. So let me do this, because you got a lot of calls for people calling about the same thing. I want to put a security question on file. That way, if anybody calls you and they're legitimately from Local Splash, they'll have the question and the answer. So you can pick from your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, first pet's name.
Okay, and then what's the answer?
Hendricks. So then that means that when they call me, I have to ask them for the secret question?
You can, yeah, because sometimes there are scam companies out there that will call, and they'll pretend like they're with Local Splash, and they'll say that you have to pay more money or something like that. So if you get any calls and you think, oh, I just want to verify that this is really Local Splash, you just ask, hey, can you confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't, then they're not with us. And as
now,
a side note. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, as a side note, you don't owe anybody any more money for setting up the Google listing or doing the first page placement or anything like that. So even if it's someone that calls that says, hey, we need $5 to update the Google profile, just know that that's not associated with us. But real quick, just to be sure, did you say Hendricks was the name? Like Jimi Hendricks? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let me put that in. And then go ahead. You had another question?
What the heck was I going to say? It was important too. I'm losing my train of thought.
If I come
back to it, that's okay. It's okay. I'll see if I can come back to it.
I'm so sorry about that. That happens to me too. And then sometimes you don't need it. And then the minute we get off the phone, it'll come back. You'll go, oh man, I know what it was. Yeah.
Now I remember, but I do remember.
Okay, good.
Okay, so. How can I get a hold of you directly?
Oh, okay. So I'm at the same Local Splash customer support line, but my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Do you want me to, should I actually send you a text of that just so that you have it?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because I know me. I'll say, oh, 777, that's easy. I'll remember it. And then as soon as I hang up, I probably won't. So... So let me see.
Sometimes we just have so much going on too, you know, that
totally
so much in that head of ours.
Yep, I understand. So let's see. You're in Oregon, so you're also on the West Coast. I have a 3 o'clock open today. You want me to grab that one for the client interview?
What time would that be for?
Well, I would just block out the whole hour from 3 to 4, and the client interview only takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes, but I'd block out the whole hour just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 3:15. That way, you know, you wouldn't panic and you'd know that they are going to call you sometime within that hour.
Well, can we do it for tomorrow? I feel safer if we did it tomorrow, just because today I have a few things I gotta do for work.
Of course, Alex. I understand. Yeah, if you're out in the field, it's kind of short notice. What works better tomorrow morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's open.
What's open for the morning?
I have a 8, 9, or 10 open.
Nine would work.
Nine. Okay. Well. Let me grab that then. Tomorrow's the 26th and then 9 o'clock. And then I will also send you a little email reminder. So you'll get a little flag like an hour ahead of time, maybe around 8 o'clock. It'll say, hey, your client interview is coming up at 9. That way, you know, you won't miss it. And then just putting this a reminder for the technician that that's for tomorrow. Okay. Now, Paul gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public. I don't know if you realize this or if he sent you our pricing page, but the package that you have typically sells for $599 monthly, and he gave it to you for $299 monthly. So what I'd like you to do is just go in and acknowledge that with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So, yesterday,
that's via email.
Well, it's in your email already, but I'll send it to you again because that will also trigger a fresh text message. That way you don't have to go through the emails. So it's in the email that's titled Local Splash, Your Initial Invoice. Okay. And like I said, I'll send
What email did you send it to?
Let me check what email he has on file here. He has alex.castillo@hismaintenance.com, H-I-S,
okay.
Which would be Home Improvement Services, right?
That is the acronym
for it? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So, okay, let me just, I'm going to send you the calendar reminder for tomorrow, too, in that same one, just so that you get it. So, 1 second here. So, tomorrow's the 26th, 9 to 10. Make sure that that looks right. Okay, so that one's stuck. And then for that text, did you get the text right now since I resent that email that says thank you for choosing Local Splash? Because if not, you can just go in and look at the email.
Hold on, why isn't it? Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, Tina.
There you go. Okay. Oh, that should be for the appointment reminder for tomorrow, for 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, here it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
That's it.
Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
So you did send me the link for me to click on it to go and confirm.
Exactly. So if you click on the link and you open it, that will take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. And there's two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized on the account and the second one to show that you receive text messages. And then when you plug your name in, make sure to include your middle initial of T because that's on the billing. And then when you hit confirm signature, your sign that it went through.
I think I gave you guys the wrong car number.
Oh, we have the Visa ending in 0053. Is that the wrong one or the right one?
Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure. Yeah, that's the wrong one.
Okay. So if you like, that one was already charged 2 days ago. So if you like, I can put the right card on file for future billings. That way you wouldn't. Yeah, okay. Then we wouldn't have this one stored anymore. Okay, so for the future billings, it's the same billing address, right? 121 Southeast 151st Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is the correct card number?
4312.
Okay.
3170.
Got it.
0582.
Okay.
6659.
6659. Okay, and expiration?
0629.
6 of 29, and the code?
280.
280. Okay, perfect. So I have successfully stored that new card. So moving forward, we would just be billing on that one. And then now that you have that page open, is it still the taking a little bit of time to load, or did it let you do the e-signature for the terms?
Hold on.
Analea.
Yeah.
What's it showing you now, Alex?
It just wants me to autofill.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, so if for some reason you don't see that prompt for a username and password, that probably just means that you didn't mark one of those boxes with a check mark, or maybe you forgot the middle initial or something like that. But if you type in the name exactly the way we have it, even though, it was a different card, as long as it matches the way we had it initially, it'll go through.
Yeah, now, but where do I submit? Because I don't have an option for that.
Oh, so there's not a, because usually there should be a button right next to it where it says submit. Are you doing it on your phone or on the regular computer?
I'm on my iPhone.
Okay. That's very interesting. Okay, so one second here. I want to try.
I put it, I agreed and I certified.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see, hold on. By signing my e-signature below, I affirm that, okay, I did that.
There's not an orange button next to it that says confirm signature?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, but it doesn't display the full page. It only displays as far as my name and the date. But to confirm my signature, it doesn't give me that option because for some reason, hold on, let me see. How do I just display this whole page?
I'm going to try to log in from my iPhone and just see what you're seeing, because I, on the regular computer, I can see the button and it gives me the full layout, but maybe yours isn't able to scroll all the way over or something,
Even when I try to, zoom out of it, it doesn't give me that option.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to go in and see. If not, you could probably do it later just from a regular computer. Do you have a laptop or something? There a regular computer you could go on later,
yeah,
or no? You do. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So let me just look here. Because for me, I think I'd actually have to log into it because I don't have the link like you do, because I'm just doing it from my phone. So let me find the login. Here we go. Okay, here's the login. The username, by the way, is your 10-digit phone number. There's no spaces or dashes, but that information is already in your welcome email. But just in case you ever wonder, what's my username? Just remember it's your phone number. And then they set a temporary password for you, which is FAB success, all lowercase, all one word. And again, you don't even have to write any of that down because it's in your welcome email. But just in case, you're wondering, that's the username and the password. So,
okay.
971-712-3744. And then FAB success.
One of the many reasons why I don't like iPhones.
Yeah. It's sometimes technology has a mind of its own, it's a good thing, but then sometimes it's not, So I get it. Were you like an Android user before, or you just don't like the smartphones in general?
No, I Android is fine. If I used Android, it probably would have shown up, but for some reason,
that's funny.
I have both Galaxy. I have a Galaxy phone. I got two numbers. I have an iPhone and I have a Galaxy, and I love my Galaxy because like, it's so much easier friendly.
Galaxies are awesome. Yeah. We're the opposite. I have the iPhone and my husband has the Galaxy, but his is awesome. And I noticed that his pictures come out a lot clearer on the Galaxy too. But, since the two platforms compete against each other, I don't know if you've ever tried to send like a video from an iPhone to a Galaxy. It'll come up all choppy and streamy on the Galaxy. Like, they won't see it clear. And I think Apple does that on purpose.
I can see that.
Yeah, but you know what we found is we'll send it, like if I have a cute video that I want to send him, I'll just send it to his Facebook story or to the Instagram messages, and then it will come in clear. But if I send it straight to his phone, it always comes in choppy. It's so funny. Yeah. I actually have a pretty neat Samsung story, though, is that years ago, I couldn't find my phone, and I was like looking everywhere and I couldn't find it. And finally, I, you know, was doing laundry. I pulled my laundry out of the dryer and it was in there. So it had gone through the washing machine, the full cycle, and it went through the dryer, the full cycle. And I thought it's got to be donezo, you know, because of all that. And good enough, I turned it on and it was still working. And I thought, after all that, I swear by Samsung, I'm like, they are the best company ever to make a phone that could go through all that, you know? So, but okay, I noticed too that I'm having the same glitch as you are. I can't really access it from my phone. So just kind of disregard that for now, Alex, and you know, we'll get you up to speed later if you can just do it from your regular computer. I resent that email to you twice that says local splash your initial invoice, so you can just use that email when you go home, and that same link is in the email for you. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, and then. Uh-huh.
Are you going to send me an email with your name and phone number and all that good stuff?
I sent you a text already. It should have gotten to you before the text with the login. So if you could check, I sent you one that says, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. Contact me at, and it has my number.
Yeah, I see that too.
You see that? Okay, perfect. So let me double check one more time here. Yep. I'm on my cell phone and I'm doing it. I'm trying to do it the same way you were. I'm trying to enlarge it and I'm trying to minimize it, and it's not bringing up the button to confirm the signature. So I'm going to let the tech team know that that's a glitch that we have to fix, but no problem. If you could just do it later, you'll be good to go. And again, you know, your sign that it went through is you'll see that prompt for a username and password, okay?
Okay, so now let me ask you this. Is my name showing up already in Google when people pull me try to look for stuff?
No, actually, nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. That's what Spencer was calling you for yesterday, was to kind of get that ball rolling, so to speak. So we've already started the Google verification process, but it will take some work in order to get you ranking on the first page. So industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. In the interim, we're also running Facebook ads for you, and those will be up and running for you in under 2 weeks. So I always tell people that you're, you know, absolutely going to see activity within your first month, because we do start the programming right away, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so after that client interview tomorrow, you might get an email that says video verification needed or something like that. That's a good thing. If Google offers that to you, what they're doing is they're protecting you as a small business from another company trying to come into Portland and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So if you see, you know, any prompts like that coming from Local Splash asking you to do a video verification or something like that, just make sure not to ignore it, because that's going to be a very important part of the process. And it's usually very simple. It takes probably less than 10 minutes to go in and complete it. But again, it's a good thing that Google will do that, because they'll protect you in the long run. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You might have already gotten the email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. That's also part of the process. Google, you know, wants you to send us the pictures that we have on file as a premier partner. And I think there's like 7 different suggestions in that email. It'll say, do you have a business license? If not, do you have a business registration or insurance or an invoice with the address or a work vehicle with an Oregon license plate? So the idea behind it is just to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So if you don't have all 7 items on the email, don't worry about it. Just send over whatever you can. Okay? So even if you only have 2 or 3 of the things on the checklist, by all means, send it over, and it will help the process to go smoothly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay? All right. So you're all good to go, Alex. And you did find the text with my number, or do you want me to email it to you just to be safe?
No, I found you. I already put you on my contact list. So
I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, then you are all good to go. And then they will be calling you tomorrow around 9 o'clock. And have a very profitable year, too. I know you're absolutely going to love the program.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I will. You too, Alex. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.